Welcome back to the Martial Arts Show 2.0. I'm your podcast host, Khalid, and today I have a talk with the UFC fighter, Derek Minor, and we talk about his UFC debut, his training, and how life is in general for him. Stay tuned.
How are you doing?
What's going on, man? I'm doing well. How are you?
That's perfect. I'm fine. Everything is good. I definitely guess you're very, very happy because after your victory, it must be a great week, right?
Yeah, man, I'm definitely enjoying the victory. You know, it's been a long road to get to that moment that will happen on Saturday for sure. So I'm definitely just trying to live in the moment.
That's perfect. Yeah. So how was the week for you in general? Were you very nervous? Was it a hard week, or was it very relaxed and chilled for you?
As far as fight week. You talking about fight week then?
Yeah, fight week.
Oh man, it was actually I switched coaches. I switched, I switched gyms. I got a nutritionist this camp. I did a lot of things different, and it was actually way different than what I changed everything, man, all the way down to my walkout song. I changed everything I do. Yeah, man, it was actually way more relaxed. I wasn't working, like, trying to kill myself to get down to weight. I just trust in the process for a change. And, yeah, man, it was definitely the most relaxed and calm I've ever been. And then on fight night, I was actually, like, weirded out how calm I was, you know? Like, there was a lot that went into that moment. And so, like, I don't know, man. I was sitting in the back like, man, I have nerves, but like, it's way different than what I've done. I owe that a lot to like the process that just happened. And like, you know, the switches that I made during this fight camp and, you know, just being calm, man, that was huge.
Yeah. And we could definitely see that when you had your fight, you were relaxed and everything worked perfect for you. So I guess also it's definitely different when you fight for the UFC than for other companies, the nerves and everything, right?
Nah, man, you're walking into a fist fight. There's not really much different besides, you know, you make a little more money and there's more eyes on you. You know, I tell people, I mean, it's similar nerves walking out to a I fought on shows on a parking lot on a car lot. You know, like it's similar nerves. Like you're still going in and fight a grown ass man that's trying wants to rip your head off. You know what I mean? So,
yeah. And speaking of weight cut, do you have to cut a lot of weight in general, or was it just for this fight a little bit easier for you?
No, I always cut from, you know, 165-ish, 165, 170, somewhere around in there, you know, is my walk around weight. And no, I mean, it was a lot of weight still, but I had somebody running all my stuff. Tyler Minton, and so it was just way different because I just trusted in someone else and I didn't even have to think about it.
Yeah, I think it's always the best for you. Then you have a clear head and you can only focus on your training and fighting and all the preparation.
Yeah, no, for sure. It was definitely a different process for sure.
And did you also work out at the UFC Performance Institute?
We went there once, I think. We only went there once to hit pads and work out there. But otherwise, you know, everything was done in our workout room at the hotel.
Yeah. And was it very different fighting now in the corona situation with all these restrictions and the distance and probably the testing and everything?
Yeah, man, it's always different. I mean, in today's world, when you're getting something shoved in the back of your throat three times during fight week and to get tested for corona, or you know, like it's a lot different, but like in some aspects I feel like I enjoyed it better. Like as far as there's like they give you a room and then they also give you another hotel room that they converted and put a mat down for your workout area, and that's where we cut weight and did all that stuff and your own portable sauna, everything's in there. And so I like that aspect a lot. Like as far as like you literally walk next door and you have your own workout room that you can turn up the heat and do everything right there. So
it's less stress and nobody annoys you, right?
Yeah, for sure.
And was it very different for you fighting with basically no audience than fighting with an audience with a crowd? Or would you say you can function and fight better without a crowd?
I feel like it's the same, man. And I just feel like, I mean, obviously it was a quick fight, but even you can hear better. You think clearer. There's nobody there. So it's just, you know, it's like going into a gym with cameras, you know, and fighting. So, I mean, I would prefer it either way. I like when fans are there, and even when fans aren't, I mean, I either way, I'm getting in a fist fight. So my happy place.
Yeah. Because at the end of the day, it's about you and getting the win, so it doesn't matter with people or without, as long as you get paid.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
But you probably could hear everything what he maybe was saying to you, or the coaches, or were you just so laser focused and didn't matter for you?
Nah, man, I could definitely hear everything, and I could see everything, and I was just like, even though it was only a minute long, like everything had slowed down. Everything was different. Like, I felt like my fight IQ was better, even everything. I mean, it just, that 52 seconds proved a lot of everything that I'm doing is moving in the right direction.
That's awesome. Yeah. And how was the preparation in general for you? Would you say it was an easy preparation, or easier than the previous ones, or was it just normal, like always?
Man, no, it's as tough as always, you know. I mean, I got 4 weeks notice for this camp. So I think we took it, and then I started getting in shape, and then I headed down to Glory MMA in Kansas City. And I actually liked it, that camp, where this camp I didn't have to think, man. James Krause makes it easy on you. He gives you a schedule. He tells you where you need to be, what you need to do. Your nutritionist is telling you what you need to do. And I didn't have to think. That was the biggest thing for me during this camp, is like, I was scared to go back home and take care of the kids and everything, because I hadn't had to think in 4 weeks, you know? And so, like, yeah, man, it wasn't easy. It's you know, when you have 3 weeks, you got to do what you got to do to get in shape and all that stuff. But James made it as easy as he could have on me, as far as where I don't have to think about anything. And we got right to the point.
Yeah. And having James Cross also in your corner must be very good, because a lot of people talk very good about him, and he is actually a very good coach and also fighter, so it must be an amazing experience with him.
Yeah, man, I've known James for a long time, as far as, like, you know, the Midwest region, our circuit is just very small, you know. We see all the same coaches. We see, you know, with him being in Kansas City and me being in Omaha. And I've also he's cornered against me like 4 times, you know what I mean? So, like, he knows who I am, and he knows me as a fighter, and he already knew all my holes, where I'm good at, where I'm not, before I even started working with the guy, you know. And I always knew that he was a good coach. I always could see it. I always, the way I heard him corner, and the way I heard him coach his guys in the back and everything like that. But it really blew my mind to actually be down there with him and just listen to, like, how smart he is with the game and how technical he is and everything like that. So, yeah, man, found a new home, and yeah, it's going to be good.
So you would say definitely for the next fights or next months, you try to stay with him and at that place?
Yeah, I'm not going anywhere else, man. Like, the last 4 weeks definitely solidified where I'll be training now probably for the rest of my career for fights.
Yeah, I think it's always the best if you have a winning team, and if possible, you can have it throughout your whole career, like a lot of great fighters had, like a GSP or Stipe Miocic, who basically had their A team all the time. But of course, unfortunately, sometimes things can happen. But I'm glad you have your team now. How did you, by the way, met him or talk to him, to James Krause, into coaching you?
Man, it wasn't really, I mean, it was just, we had talked after, pretty much right after I fought Grant Dawson. And, you know, I had already talked to those guys about heading down there and training and all that stuff. And then, like, when we got the TJ Laramie fight, the matchup, pretty much I hit the guys up in Vegas, but that's where he trains at. And so, like, I knew I had seen him around there before. And so I kind of, like, it was just kind of like one of those things that I didn't want to put anybody in an awkward situation. And I kind of felt like, you know, they would choose him over me, kind of thing. And so, like, not that it mattered, because it worked out in the best interest of me. And so then I hit up James, called him, and he was all in, man, you know, finally being able to work with each other after this long. And, you know, he's really building something special down there, and the culture he's presenting with his guys and everything is just something that I have never been a part of. And after 10 years in the sport, I can really, I think I appreciate it more than most guys do.
Yeah. That's always good. Yeah. To have everything like you want. What is your martial arts background, and at what age did you start with martial arts?
Man, I've pretty much been wrestling since I've been 4 or 5 years old. And then pretty much I wrestled 1 year in college at a junior college in Iowa. And then mm-hmm. I came home and I legit just started fighting like 1 month after. I just took a random fight, never trained before in my life. Hit an arm bar, and then ever since then, I've been addicted to it, and I've been just training every aspect of Muay Thai, kickboxing, boxing, wrestling, MMA all together. So, yeah.
So, basically, it's almost like your whole life just training martial arts, no other options.
Yeah, man. That's what I was telling people, like, this is all I know, man. You know, ever since I've been a kid, you know, I'm 30, I've been fighting, you know, at least 4 or 5 times a year for the last 10 years to 11 years, you know? So there was no other option but to get a win like this, you know what I mean? So that, like, yeah. I don't know what life looks like outside of being a professional fighter.
Well, you definitely found your passion. I can tell that.
For sure.
And when did you start training in jiu-jitsu? Because as people who know you probably, you're very good at submissions and your jiu-jitsu game is very good.
Man, that's pretty much where I started, at a garage pretty much with a few guys from my hometown. And man, they're all bigger than me. And so I think I just caught on because, like, that's why I established such a good, like, front headlock series, because of I had to, and that's why my guillotine got so good. And then after that, it's just like everything came together, and I don't know, man. It just, I love jiu-jitsu, and I love martial arts, because I don't feel like, I feel like my transitions is where I succeed the most, you know, in the transition of things. That's where I catch everybody. I don't, you're not going to see me walk out there, put my hand on somebody's neck, and, you know, switch my hips into an arm bar. It's always like in the transition of things.
So you also say you are very much into details, and you pay a lot of attention into details.
Yeah, as much as I can. And then, you know, I always pick up things and I make stuff my own. I think that's what separates me a little bit when my submission game is that, like, if I see something I like, I got to figure out how I can make that work instead of how a normal, like, jiu-jitsu or a normal jiu-jitsu practitioner would do it, because I just feel like my style is just I do things a little different in my chokes, the way my grips are, and all that stuff.
Yeah. Do you train no gi or with a gi jiu-jitsu?
I've been in a gi for about 45 minutes in my life. So no gi. I've never been in a gi but for 45 minutes, and that was it. And I just, it's just another time capsule that you have to dedicate to the sport. And I just ain't into that right now. And I feel like I'm still learning and growing in the no-gi, and that's the way we fight. And so that's the way I've always done it.
Yeah. And so what is the biggest difference for you between gi and no-gi? Or is there something that really annoys you? Or is it just because you think it's more practical for MMA?
Man, I don't know. I think it's more practical for MMA, and I've always just done it that way. And I've always just been, I'm just a no-gi guy. You know, I don't like to get in a gi and roll, you know, especially I'd rather spend an hour rolling with no gi than with a gi. You know what I mean? And I feel like the gi gives you kind of like a false sense of security in a lot of ways too. And it's just not reality, because I'm training to win fights. I ain't training to win, you know, grab on your skin or whatever. You know, there's no handles in MMA.
Yeah. And where's your jiu-jitsu school for the people so they can check it out?
When I don't have a strict jiu-jitsu school, I I train at Premier Combat Center in Omaha, Nebraska. When I'm don't have a fight coming up, I also, you know, obviously I train training at Glory MMA and Fitness now, and I also own my own little fitness squad down here in Nebraska City, Nebraska, where I'm from. So, yeah, man, I don't strictly go to any jiu-jitsu class. Like, I have jiu-jitsu classes and jiu-jitsu what we work on and stuff, but I never went to an actual school for, you know, like, I've never been to a just strict jiu-jitsu school.
So it's also not important for you if you have a black belt in jiu-jitsu maybe in the future, or would you say that's still something that interests you?
Man, I think I could get a black belt pretty quick, you know, like, as far as that, like, you know, technically I'm a white belt right now, but, you know, I'm definitely not a white belt. So, yeah, that's irrelevant right now in where I'm trying to head my career. I'm trying to win fights, not build ranks. And, you know, like you always say, a black belt turns into a white belt real quick when they're getting punched in the face.
It's true, yeah.
So
for sure. Definitely. And who is your jiu-jitsu coach, or is it just you train with James Cross and try to do as much as possible with him?
Man, Ryan Jensen is like my first ever real, like, he's a black belt. He's in a US 8, 9, 10 time USV vet. I've trained with him for the last 10 years. And then I go and I train my, you know, for fights, I just train wherever. Now I'm with Glory MMA Fitness, but I've trained with a lot of different coaches as far as along the way. But now I'm with Glory and I'm at Premier Combat Center still.
Okay. And how did the UFC offer come up? So did Sean Shelby call you or somebody from the UFC office, or how did you know, okay, you're in the UFC?
Well, actually, back in February when I got that call to fight Grant Dawson, it was, you know, we knew we were right on the cusp of it right after the Contender Series, and I rattled off 2 wins. And then, man, my manager just called me, and he was like, we actually talked for like 10 minutes before he said anything, actually, because we had to get business done before he told me that I was in the UFC. And he was like, oh yeah, by the way, you should probably go work out because we're fighting next weekend. That's how I learned. That's awesome. And, you know, Sean Shelby actually, you know, obviously communicated with him, but that's how I learned that I was in the UFC.
I'm assuming you were probably very, very happy. Are you the type of person who is really hyped up when something like that happens, or you stay calm and say, okay, now that's just the beginning?
Man, I mean, you can't help but to be happy in that situation. You know, I went right to the gym at 11:30 at night and started cutting weight because the fight was in 8 days. So, yeah, man, you can't help but to be happy. But now, you know, now everything's settled. I got my first win, and, you know, now it's business time.
That's awesome. Yeah. And do you prepare, or do you like to have short training camps or longer training camps? Because some people like 8 weeks, some people like 12 weeks. What's the best for you?
5 to 6 weeks.
Okay, so you would say in 5 to 6 weeks you have everything down, besides, of course, fight week is not really preparation anymore, or do you still spar in fight week?
No, you don't spar in fight week, you know, like, 5 to 6 weeks before the fight, I'm okay with, like, anywhere from 5 to 8 weeks. Like, now I'd probably like to have 8 weeks just to get ready. But, you know, if they call me for the beginning of November, I'm all in. I'm heading that way. So.
Okay, so you're fresh again. So did you start training again, or do you take a week or two off after you fight on fight camp?
No, I mean, I'm still working out, still training. I went to training Monday, Tuesday, and I went to the training this morning. And then once I get a, you know, I'll start splitting time between Omaha and Kansas City. And then once I get a fight, I'll be in Kansas City for the whole training camp.
Yeah. And do you train on a regular basis twice a day, or just when you go into a training camp?
Man, I always work out. Just it just depends on the day. Like today, I'll work out tonight too. So I'll get 2 in, but, you know, it just varies. I always get 11 to 1 in, and then if at night I need to work out or do some or whatever, I will, or if I feel like running or, you know, just doing whatever. But I always try to get at least 2 hours in a day.
And do you develop your training also during the day, in the morning, for example, martial arts, and in the evening, strength and conditioning training, or it depends on the day?
Yeah, man, I really just, just do whatever I feel like doing, like especially when I'm not in camp. Like I always get develop my skills between 11 to 1, whether it's boxing, wrestling, MMA, all that stuff. And then like at night I'll do some type of strength and conditioning, or I'll go and I'll run practice at my gym or whatever. It just depends. So
So you go a lot with the flow, and if your body feels right, and if you feel like, okay, today I want to box, I want to do some drills, you do that. If you feel like I want to spar, then you spar.
yeah, I mean, it just varies. It depends on the class, like what coach is coaching or whatever I'm doing that day. And then obviously it's different if I'm in Kansas City or if I'm in Omaha or if I'm at my gym or whatever. It just varies. I just like to make sure I'm staying in shape and keep building on what I've learned during camp, and just helping those skills.
Yeah, and what is important for you when you train or when you prepare for a fight? Just in general, you need a calm surrounding, or do you like it when you have your family around you, your good friends, or do you like to be more alone?
I mean, it just depends. Like I kind of get zoned out when I'm in camp, and I like to pretty much I don't like to think, and I like just to do what I'm told and get better that way. And so I didn't really know that until this last camp, what I actually needed and what I actually was craving. And as like an actual head coach, and just being told, this is what you need to do. This is our path to victory. Now let's do it. You know what I mean?
And definitely worked for you. And how do you eat? Are you a clean eater, or it depends? And when it's time for training camp, then you eat clean, but outside of your camp, you eat a lot of pizza and burger and what the people's
Man,
eat.
I'm a sugar fiend, man. When I'm not in camp and all that stuff, I like to definitely sugar it up, eat my share of, I'm an ice cream junkie. But I eat pretty clean otherwise. Like at night I'll have ice cream, or like the last 3 days have been pretty filled, but like today it was a lot better, and just eating manageable. Don't overdo it, and but the last 3 days I probably overdid it, but now I get to get back to normal because I got all them cravings out of the way.
And how is then the weight cut for you? Is it very rough, especially the water cut? I mean, I'm assuming before you cut also a little bit weight, but just by reducing your calories and nutrition. But when it's actually weight cutting and fight week, is it very hard for you?
Man, it sucks. I mean, it don't matter how much weight you're cutting, man. Weight cutting just isn't fun altogether. I could be cutting 5 pounds. It sucks. But I mean, it's getting better now that I got a nutritionist and somebody just to tell me what to do and do what I need to do. Before I would just be guessing on it and how to cut what I need to do. And I was working way too hard during fight week to try to, and I was burning myself out, burning my legs out, doing the things I didn't need to do. But now I'm definitely learning. I'm 30 years old and 10 years in the game, and I'm learning the process all over again. The
Yeah.
process that needs to happen, instead of just, man, I was burning. As I look back on it, I was really torturing myself during fight weeks a lot.
You're also very strong. You have a lot of muscles. So I'm assuming for a guy like you, weight cut is not as bad as for fighters who hold a lot more fat and who are not as lean as you.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you because I've been built like this forever. So I couldn't tell you if it would be different or not.
So you always had a lot of muscles. So you would say it's more genetic than your training, or do you emphasize a lot on your strength and conditioning training as well?
Nah, man, I concentrate on MMA practice, and I think that's just the grappling portion and all that stuff. Like I do some strength and conditioning a couple times a week, but nothing to build muscle or anything. I've never really been I'm always a functional strength and conditioning guy like that. I'm never really try to put on muscle.
Yeah. And yeah, is there anything else you want to say? Maybe something to promote your team or something you want to just tell the people, what's on your mind, on your heart?
Nah, man, not really. I just appreciate everybody like reaching out and like congratulating me and, you know, doing all that stuff. And, you know, it's been a long road, and I think people know that, as many fights as I've had and what I've done in my career, and now it's really just begun. So I just appreciate everybody, you know, reaching out and like supporting me and all that stuff.
Yeah, anytime, you definitely deserve it, and I'm happy for you. The people now start recognizing you and your talent, and I just wish you all the best. I'm pretty sure you will do very well in the UFC, and I'm looking forward to see more and more of your fights. And yeah, thank you for your time. I really appreciate that.
Thanks, man.
Anytime, bro. And have a great day. Take care.
That's it from the Martial Arts Show 2.0. I'm your podcast host, Khalid, and my guest today was Derek Minor, and we talked about his UFC debut, his training, his life, and many, many more things. So thank you for the support, and bye, everybody.